Hey guys, Queen Cooley, how are you today? Wanted to drop in. And I've been thinking about you guys for a while. If this is your first time here, welcome to the channel. My name is Queen Cooley. I am, and can't even talk because something just fell and I'm like, what? What just happened? Sorry. I am a spiritual seer. And that means that I connect to the realms and I hear from God, the angels, the archangels. I hear from people that have passed over. I'm an animal communicator. I speak with animals too. So the reason I'm here is that I'm an activator. That's what I do. I help you find your gifts, bring you into alignment, and then you can start living your soul purpose. That's what I do in a nutshell. There are lots of ways to work with me. You can work with me one-on-one. I also have the Brave Academy, which is kind of a ramped up step, if you will. It's more intense. And then I'm opening a membership site next week. I'm super excited about this because that's a little bit more of an economical way to work with me. So you won't get me one-on-one as much. You might see me once a month or once every couple of weeks, but it is going to be chock full of amazing bundles of information for you, meditations, workbooks. And it's all going to be related to you, where you are, how you're moving, and what can help you in the future, right? So, thank you for being here. If you've been here for a while, I really appreciate each and every one of you. Please don't forget to like and share and subscribe and leave comments. I read all of them, and I'm here to help you any way that I can. I am not a numerologist, okay? I want everyone to know that. I'm not a therapist. I am a shaman, I'm a seer, but I am not those things. So, I do my very best with numerology questions. I'm pretty good in terms of helping people find their numbers and things like that, and obviously their characteristics. But if you want a reading on numerology, that's not me. So I just like to be upfront and open with all of you. But I am a very empathic type of person, as an 11, as you are. I don't have to explain it to you. And I started on this journey to be able to use my gifts to help others. And that's what it's been. It's been amazing. And I'm so glad that I'm able to do this because it really gives people happiness and joy because I was stuck for so long. I was stuck for decades professionally. And so that's why I created the Brave Academy and help people move forward so that you don't have to stay stuck like I was. Okay. End of that. This is not going to be a long one. But what I wanted to let you know about, there's going to be some changes coming up besides the membership site. I'm going to start putting the videos in three different categories: abundance, manifestation, and alignment for your soul purpose. Because what I'm always asking you is, who are you? Who do you want to be? Right? Why are you here? These are all really big questions that for most of my life, I didn't have the answer for, and it drove me nuts. So, if you're anything like me as an 11, you are, it's probably driving you nuts too. So, I am here to help you really move forward with your life in the easiest way possible. Okay. So, what I wanted to tell you about today was I always do a lot of research, but I 99% of the time use my intuition. And your intuition is something that's your guiding light, your North Star. Your intuition is that small voice that is always saying something in your best interest. It will never, ever, ever steer you wrong. It's that small voice when I'm having a really big interview, and you might hear something like you're looking around going, oh my gosh, this is awesome. The money's good or great. I'm going to be working with top tier management, going to be doing what I think I'm good at, right? And then that small voice says, you're not going to be happy here. The money doesn't matter. You're not going to be happy here. You're going to feel like a bird that's trapped. And every day it's going to get worse. And you're going to wonder why everybody's happy except for you. Because on the outside, it'll look like you have everything, right? Why rock the boat? And you'll hear that voice. And you'll be thinking, should I listen to that voice? But the money's so good. Should I listen to that voice? But I think it'll be okay over here. Guys, every single time I have gone against my intuition and have not listened to it, not good things follow. I've gotten to the point where it doesn't matter how crazy it sounds, It's always for my highest and best interest. And the same thing with my clients. And I still go by that. So if you are not using your intuition, if you have shut it off, like I was just speaking to someone online, they'd shut theirs off. It's time for you to turn it back on. And the way that you do that is you simply tune into your heart, open your heart, and imagine you walk through your heart and then ask your intuition to come forward, and it should come forward for you. Okay? That's really important. So you never want to not be in touch with it. Okay. So sorry about that little, I had to stop the video for a second. Okay. So I wanted to read to you the meaning of the master number 11, which is what we are. Because I think for so much, I know for so much of my life, I thought being an 11 was a curse. It sucked. It was awful because I didn't know how to work and use the gifts that I had. I didn't even know what they were, and I didn't know why or how to use them. And it was so super frustrating. It's like having a superpower, but you can't either access it, or you can access it, but you don't know how to use it. It sucks. It's like having a Lamborghini that you can't drive. Wow, what a waste, right? How crazy frustrating that is. So the goal is that you will step into all of who you are, because the world will be a better place and you'll be a lot happier. And everyone around you will be happier because you'll be doing what you came to earth to do, right? Your sole purpose. So I was speaking with another client and I was saying, you are magnificent. And the client didn't believe me. And it may take you some time. So I'm going to say the same thing to you. You are magnificent. You are amazing. You can do anything you set your mind to. Now, maybe nobody's ever told you this before. Maybe you've heard it and you just brushed it off because you thought it was crap and not true. Maybe you thought it, but then you lost it and you're not really sure anymore. Or maybe you're just completely jaded and mad at the world and like, you know what? Nothing's ever worked out for me. I'm here to tell you that most 11s prosper and are happiest in the second part of their life. There's two, some people say there's 2X. I think there's three, depends on how your age, but you know, you have your first, then you have a middle, then you have an ending one. But age doesn't matter. It's only where you are in your mind. Let me read this to you and it'll all make sense. So, the meaning of a master number 11. The number 11 is a seer, right? Possessing a more powerful intuition than any other number. This is why I say your intuition is everything for you, everything. Please do not shut off your intuition, or please do not ignore it, because trust me, bad things will happen. Things won't go according to plan. I'm not saying anything bad's going to happen to you, not like that, but the job won't work out, right? If you have a feeling about a person and everything looks great, but you're like, something's not right here, right? They look so good. They're amazing. They look great. They have money. They are fun to be with. All whatever your criteria is. If you still are getting this intuitive nudge, like, not something's not right, listen to that, right? It is sensitive, spiritual, and works well with others. That's your intuition. In numerology, its meaning carries many of the same traits as the number two: cooperation, influence, and instinct, but on a much higher, more spiritual plane. That's us. That's the reason why, FYI, we don't do small talk. It drives us crazy. Because we're very curious. We want to know what's going on underneath the covers. And we don't want to waste our time, our breath on stupid stuff. I don't really want to talk about dumb stuff, right? You don't either. People with an 11 life path or elsewhere in the numerology have a deep sense of awareness about the things we cannot see. They are very sensitive to subtle energies and may even possess a psychic-like sense of knowing, almost like they can physically hear other people's thoughts, fears, and feelings. I know I can. Let me know if you can in the comments. And if you can, a lot of times that's just an asset for us. But that's a pretty deep intuition if you can do that. I can even feel people's and animals' fear and pain. And if you can do that and you're experiencing all the time and you don't know how to shut it off, you need to contact me because I can give you tools to shut that off. Because you are not supposed to carry with you other people's burdens, pain, any of that stuff. You might feel it, and then you got to let it flow through you and out. don't hold on to it. But if you're not trained, you may be holding on to stuff that's not yours and it will be hurting you. Okay. They spend their lifetime learning to trust their intuition. I can't make this up. And will be presented with more difficult experiences than others in order to hone this unique skill. Awesome. Carrying this incredible sense of awareness can truly be a blessing, but it may also feel like a curse, right? Having such a clear vision of the infiniteness, am I saying that right? Of humanity and the universe is so overwhelming that it may bring about deep fear or anxiety in people with 11 in their numerology. Relationships and teamwork are key for this master number 11 to fulfill its ultimate potential. Its motivation to bring things together, combined with its ability to read others' feelings, give it an attentive, understanding, and supportive presence. Rather than relying on its logical brain or its emotional heart, the 11 must always follow the wisdom of its spiritual inner voice. Let me say that again, right? Rather than relying on its logical brain or its emotional heart, the 11 must always follow the wisdom of its spiritual inner voice. What I wanted to leave you with today is what I said in the very beginning. You are magnificent. You can do anything you set your mind to. I believe that. I believe it for myself, and I believe it for you and every single one of you who's listening out there. What was just said is so important. We are not like others. What does help us is relationships and working together as a team. Because although a lot of us don't like to ask for help, surrendering is a good thing, not a bad thing. It's one of the best tools I've ever learned, surrendering, right? And rather than relying on your logical brain, which does not help you or do you any favors, the mind always follows the wisdom of its spiritual inner voice, which is your intuition and that still small voice, right? It doesn't have to be bad either. It can be saying things like, you got this. I know you're scared right now, but you got this. It's okay. Move forward. Let's go. All right. I hope this helped you guys. This is just the very beginning because I'm doing just a very short overview for the master numbers. And then we'll get into the abundance, manifestation, and alignment of being an 11, a 22, and 33. I believe in you. If you need help finding your gifts, getting into alignment, and living your soul purpose, please email me. I will leave all the links below. If you want to join the membership, if you want to work one-on-one with me or join the Brave Academy, let me know. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks.